You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 23 for Monday, July 5th, 2010. Versions of Bruce Springsteen's 4th of July, Asbury Park. Greetings from Coverville for another Monday morning. How are you, everybody? Hope you had a good 4th of July. If you are in the country that celebrates it, had a great 4th of July, and that's why we're getting this one out at about 11:30 on Monday morning. So thanks for joining us. Before we get to today's music, which of course is very timely, as you probably guessed by the intro, let's talk a little bit about last week. We had Franz Ferdinand and John Cale both doing covers of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. And I'm guessing that by the voting on this one, a lot of people were as unfamiliar with the songs as I was, but that's all right. I hope you all enjoyed both of those. John Cale took exactly 50% of the vote. Wasn't a lot of votes on this one. Holy cow. 50% of the votes went to John Cale. 27% went to Franz Ferdinand's version, and 22% of you said neither. Not interested, no thanks, pass. For whatever it's worth. Let's do something a little bit more familiar for this week, shall we? And there were no other votes. There were no other covers of that song, so it really didn't surprise me that there weren't any other responses. However, there are for this one. There are a lot of different versions of this song, and I picked two that are both bands and performers that were huge in the 50s and 60s, at least the 60s. And I'm talking about covers of 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy by Bruce Springsteen. Just a great song that paints such a gorgeous picture of the boardwalk, the Atlantic City boardwalk. So cool, and so timely with yesterday being 4th of July that you hear this song that could have just happened last night, and you can visualize everything that would have happened with it last night. Let's go ahead and get to the first of the two performances. First one is a band. It's the Hollies. They recorded this in 1989 for the compilation tribute Cover Me, the Songs of Bruce Springsteen. Here are the Hollies with 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy.
Forcing the light to all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
Baby, lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore.
Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do?
For me, this boardwalk life's through.
You ought to quit this scene too.
The Hollies with their cover of 4th of July, Asbury Park, a very Hollies sounding song. I mean, you know, fits right in there with The Air That I Breathe and He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother, those the slower Hollies classics. What a great version that is. And like I said, paints such a great picture of the boardwalk. Not the Atlantic City boardwalk, as I said, but the Asbury Park, New Jersey boardwalk. In slightly stark contrast, but still a recognizable name from the 60s, Ben E. King also recorded a version of that song. He recorded his for the One Step Up, Two Steps Back, the Songs of Bruce Springsteen album tribute that came out in 1997. So a couple of bands known for their oldies, of course, mentioned the Hollies and some of their great classics. Ben E. King, of course, a member of the Drifters, did his own song about being under the boardwalk, as well as Stand By Me, one of the greatest hits of the 60s. Here's his take on 4th of July, Asbury Park.
Sandy, fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Forcing light to all those stony faces left stranded on this 4th of July. Down in the town, the circuit's full of switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizard play on the pinball way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing them silly New York girls by the score. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. This pier lights our carnival life forever. Oh, love me tonight, for I may never see you again. Hey, Sandy girl, my baby. Now the greases, they tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, oh, Sandy, their skins are so white. And for me, I just get tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging on them pleasure machines, chasing factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise they don't snap their jeans for me. And you know that tilted wheel down on the South Beach drag. I got on it and my shirt got caught. And they kept me spinning there. They didn't think I'd ever get on. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. This pure light, our carnival life on the water. Running, laughing, make a boardwalk with the boss's daughter. I remember Sandy, girl. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke to her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint underneath the boardwalk. She was always the girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. Kiss last night said she was dressed like a star in one of those cheap little seaside bars. And I saw a park with a lover boy out on a Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Anna Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life is through. You ought to quit this scene too.
Benny King with a very soulful take on Bruce Springsteen's 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy. Such great imagery. God, I love that song. Now, that was from the One Step Up, Two Steps Back, the songs of Bruce Springsteen's CD. A couple songs from a couple different Bruce Springsteen tributes. Now I want you to tell me who did it better. Do you like the Hollies version? Do you like the Benny King version? Maybe you like one of the other versions, a couple of which I've played on Coverville, the Richard Schindel version or the We're About Nine version I played way back on episode 417. Or maybe you know of another version that you like. Great. Tell me all about it. I want to hear about it. Go to coverville.com and vote. Cast your vote. You'll find the episode information for who did it better. Just scroll down on the page and you'll find it. I'm extending the voting on this one. So what we're going to do is actually go all the way up until Sunday at midnight. So you have until, what is that, the 12th? 11th. Okay, the 11th. You have until Sunday night, the 11th. To cast your vote for either Benny King or the Hollies or neither or other. Let me know which one you enjoyed. You can email me if you have a recommendation for one of these, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, all of which you'll find at coverville.com. We'll be back with the results of this episode as well as a brand new pair of songs to compete next week at Monday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.